Thank you, Philip. Yes, I've been here for 2 months. I do sympathise with you sitting there this afternoon on those chairs. Please stay with us. I think what Philip has to say is extremely important. I will try and be brief. While I've sympathised with you, I will give you an opportunity to sympathise with me. What we will spend 2.5 hours listening to this afternoon is what I have 2 minutes to brief journalists in, and what the Archbishop has 20 seconds to say in the media. Not an easy task. My purpose, and it will only take a couple of minutes, is to unfold some of the aims of the GAFCON conference and some of the detail as we know it thus far. The organisers, including the Archbishop, have been meeting this week in England. In fact, the Archbishop is on a plane right now. In their preparations, they have restated the goals of GAFCON, and I think that will be useful if I mention their statement here. The goals of GAFCON are, firstly, to provide an opportunity for fellowship, to continue to experience and proclaim the transforming love of Christ. Secondly, to develop a renewed understanding of our identity as Anglican Christians within the current context. And thirdly, to prepare for an Anglican future in which the gospel is uncompromised and Christ-centred mission is a top priority. Now, the idea for such a conference came out of the primates meeting, primates and bishops meeting in Nairobi in December. The event was not designed as an alternative Lambeth. If you had wanted to do that, you would have put it on at the same time as Lambeth and made it impossible for people to go to both. But it was always envisaged that there would be people who would go both to GAFCON or who could go both to Lambeth and GAFCON. But GAFCON is for a different purpose. It is to look to the future. The idea that we have spent so much time discussing internal division, that we are failing to look and prepare for mission into the next few decades. Of course, there was a recognition that the future would be a little like the recent past, that Anglican Christians worldwide would increasingly be pressured to depart from biblical standards, and there was a clear need for many in that context to draw together, to strengthen each other over the issue of biblical authority and interpretation, and to strengthen each other for gospel mission. Now, it was considered that Jerusalem was the place for such a fellowship opportunity, that the historic nature of our faith would clearly be symbolised to those attending, to those watching in the rest of the world, by drawing together in that place. Consultations have been wide, although you must realise the magnitude of the task that was set before the organisers in 6 months to draw together groups across cultural and geographic and communications barriers. It's been a massive effort, and a massive effort is still before us. Let me outline, for those of you who don't know, who are involved in the leadership of GAFCON. The leadership team is Archbishop Peter Akinola, the Primate of Nigeria, Archbishop Henry Irombi of Uganda, Archbishop Emmanuel Collini of Rwanda, Archbishop Benjamin Nzimbi of Kenya, Archbishop Donald Tetemela of Tanzania, Archbishop Gregory Venables of the Southern Cone, Archbishop Jensen, Archbishop Nicholas Oka of Nigeria, Bishop Bob Duncan, who's the moderator bishop of the Common Cause Group in North America, Bishop Martin Minns of the CANA, or Convocation of Anglicans in North America, Bishop Don Harvey of Canada, Bishop Bill Atwood of Kenya, Bishop Michael Nazir Ali of England, Bishop Wallace Benn of England, Canon Vinay Samuel, who's in Oxford, but India and England, his areas, and Canon Chris Sugden, who heads the communications team. I'm involved in the media team, as are the media liaison officers of many of the leaders that I've just mentioned. It did take some time to finalise dates and organise accommodation. That is to be expected, but those arrangements are now in place and registration has begun. The gathering will be in two parts. There will be a consultation in Jordan from the 18th to the 22nd of June, and those attending that will include the conference leadership, the theological resource group, and those bishops serving in majority Islamic settings, as well as other key leaders. Now, the Archbishop and Dr. Thompson will be in attendance there. Mark is part of the theological resource group and has already held meetings overseas as part of that group. The rest of the contingent will join in the Jerusalem pilgrimage which will focus on worship, prayer, discussions and Bible study, and that will be from June the 22nd through to the 29th. It is anticipated there may be up to 1,000 people in attendance at GAFCON. Of course, this differs from Lambeth in the fact that both clergy and key lay leaders will be involved in GAFCON, but in Lambeth only bishops are involved, and Robert Tong at the last one. If you want to talk in terms of numbers, it's a rough guide to say that the leaders involved in GAFCON own only about 25% of the number of bishops, but they represent about 75% in terms of population of the Anglican Communion. It's anticipated in the breakdown of those 1,000 people, there will be about 250 bishops and their wives and 500 clergy and lay. Attendance at GAFCON is by invitation only. Each leader is responsible for invitations in their area, and our Archbishop is responsible for 50 invitations in Australia and 10 in New Zealand. The clergy and lay invitees will be from a variety of backgrounds, including church planters, those who've taken mission initiatives, those involved in poverty work, and those involved in theological education. It's anticipated that these will be key people and that many of them will be from the next generation of leaders. There are various task groups preparing the ground for GAFCON. Our Archbishop is involved in one of those task groups, which has had several meetings, and the planning and preparation is well advanced. The latest word from the Archbishop and leaders from their most recent meeting over the last couple of days in England is, and I quote, "We are confident that our time together in the Holy Land will be one of great blessing for the wider Christian community, a positive witness of Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour, and anticipation of our future as Anglican Christians." We pray that it will be so.